Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. And this time we're going to be exploring this idea of peer review. And I think that's really more than just, you know, like positive thinking or anything like that. This is about a complete like shift in your energy and how you show up in the world, you know, and the stories that you tell yourself.
The thing that's really interesting is we have a lot of different material to pull from this time. We have poems and articles, and even a self-coaching guide from Ellier, so we can get kind of like a really interesting perspective on what transformation can look like.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I found really interesting is there's this story about cleaning up dog poop and how that becomes this huge lesson in forgiveness and self-coaching.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But to start with, I think we need to kind of unpack the core of peer review, and I know you wanted to start with the seven C's.
Yeah, I think the best place to start is actually with the poem The Fire of Transformation, because there's such vivid imagery in it that when you read it, you can almost feel this intensity of change.
Totally. I was thinking the same thing when I was reading it. And that line, like, burning limits, forging new, it's just so powerful.
Yeah, and it really sets the stage for this whole deep dive into personal growth.
Yeah, it kind of gets you thinking, like, okay, what are those limits that I need to burn away?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where these seven C's come in. You know, it's easy to read them as just words, but there's so much more than that. They're actionable states of being that you can cultivate. It's almost like a yogi, you know, generating heat from within.
Okay, so what are they?
So the seven C's are cool, calm, collected, contentment, clarity, consciousness, and celebration.
Wow, okay, so seven very powerful states of being, all kind of tied into this idea of inner fire. And I know we wanted to talk about this concept of the navel as like an energetic center. What is that all about?
It sounds kind of out there, but it actually resonates with a lot of ancient traditions. You know, the navel is Manitoura or the city of jewels, and it's this energetic hub. You know, and if you think back to when you were in the womb, the navel is where you receive nourishment from your mother, right?
Right.
Well, some of the material suggests that it's also where we can nourish our inner selves now.
So it's almost like a gateway to, you know, rewriting those stories and shifting from that ego to something a little deeper and wiser.
Exactly. And when you mentioned the poem earlier with that line, you know, from the navel spark a beacon true, it takes on a whole new meaning when you think about it like that.
It's not just metaphorical.
Yeah, exactly.
So speaking of like real world application, I know you wanted to talk about David and the dog poop incident.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of how you can apply these seven C's and this whole peer view approach to everyday life, you know?
So set the scene for us.
Okay, so picture this. David's waking up, he's ready to start his day, and boom, he steps right into a pile of dog poop.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, his initial reaction is frustration, right?
Yes, of course.
But that's where the self-coaching magic comes in. You know, he uses these targeted questions to reframe the situation completely. Instead of getting stuck in irritation, he shifts into gratitude.
So what are some of those questions that he asks?
Like, what's the positive in this? What can I learn from this? He even reframes the entire experience as the unexpected cleanup ceremony.
Wow, the unexpected cleanup ceremony. I love that.
Right, and that's the essence of purview. It's about consciously shaping your narrative.
Yeah.
You're choosing empowerment over frustration.
Yeah. And it really hits home that line, you know, every moment is a moment of creation. It reminds you that you have the power to decide how you experience every situation, even the messy ones.
Exactly.
But it sounds like David takes it even further, right?
He does. He comes up with even more C's. And I think that highlights how personal growth is really an ever-evolving journey. Mm. The seven C's are a great starting point, but you know, there's always more to discover.
Okay, so what are some of those bonus C's that David comes up with?
He adds compassion, composure, connection, curiosity, and creativity.
That's incredible. So this is all great in theory, but how do we actually make Purview W a part of our daily lives?
Well, remember that morning ritual we talked about before?
The one with the fire at your navel?
It's exactly. Visualizing that fire wheel at your navel is a powerful way to tap into that energy of transformation and set an intention for your day.
And the fire and the wave journal. I really like that too.
Yeah, that's a great way to get all those inner thoughts and feelings out on paper and create this roadmap for your journey.
I love that. And you were saying something about how this isn't just for personal transformation. This can actually be a powerful tool for coaching others.
Yeah, absolutely. There's this three-step Purview W coaching framework. We'll get into it a bit more later, but it's called Fire of Awareness, Wave of Rewriting, and Conscious Embodiment.
Cool.
So you're basically helping someone tap into their own wisdom and rewrite their story.
Wow, that is so inspiring, and I can't wait to hear more about those steps and how we can use Purview W in coaching. But maybe it's a good time to pause and let all this sink in for our listeners.
Yeah, let's take a break and we'll come back and talk about that in part two.
Okay, so we're back, and I'm still like processing everything we talked about last time, all this stuff about inner fire and those seven C's. It's really making me think.
Yeah, it's amazing how powerful these concepts are when you really start to think about them. Last time we kind of left off talking about how those seven C's are actually states of being you can cultivate.
Right, and I know we said we'd break down each of them, so where should we start?
Well, let's start with cool. I think that's an interesting one because, in our everyday language, cool has all these different connotations.
Right.
But in the context of purview, it takes on a whole new meaning.
So what does it really mean to be cool in this sense?
It's about cultivating a sense of presence and non-reactivity. It's that pause you take before you react. It's that moment of stillness in the midst of the chaos.
Yeah, it's like hitting the pause button on your autopilot response. Instead of just reacting, you're creating space to make a conscious choice.
Exactly. And that's where calm comes in.
Yeah.
It builds on that sense of cool and takes it a step further.
Okay, so if cool is that pause, that moment of stillness, what's calm all about?
Calm is that deep breath you take when you feel like everything's spinning out of control. It's about finding that sense of inner peace that isn't dependent on external circumstances.
It's like finding your center, that quiet place within, no matter what's happening outside of you.
Exactly. And when you combine cool with calm, you create the foundation for collected.
So collect is kind of like bringing it all together.
Yeah, it's like gathering all that scattered energy and focusing your attention. It's that sense of being grounded and centered and fully present.
I love how these first three C's build on each other. It's like you're constructing this strong inner core that can withstand any storm.
I like that. And with that solid foundation in place, we can move on to the fourth C, contentment.
Content, but that's like the Holy Grail, right?
It is. But here's the thing. Contentment isn't about having everything you want. It's about appreciating what you already have.
It's about recognizing the abundance that's present in your life right now.
Yes, exactly. It's a shift in perspective. It's about finding peace and gratitude in the present moment rather than constantly chasing after something more.
Right.
And when you cultivate contentment, it naturally leads to clarity.
Because when you're not constantly striving, you can see things more clearly.
Yes. Clarity is about seeing through the illusions, the limiting beliefs and the stories that might be holding you back.
It's like wiping the fog off your mental windshield so you can see the road ahead.
I like that. And then when you combine clarity with consciousness, you unlock a whole new level of awareness.
So what does consciousness mean in this framework? It's a word that gets thrown around a lot.
Well, in this context, it's about becoming the observer of your thoughts and your emotions and your actions. It's about stepping back from the drama of your life and just witnessing it all with a sense of detachment.
That sounds really powerful.
Yeah. And finally, we arrive at celebration, which I think is a wonderful way to round out the seven C's.
It feels like the natural culmination of all that inner work.
Yeah. Celebration is about embracing the joy of being alive, the wonder of each moment and the gratitude for all that you have.
It's about finding reasons to celebrate no matter how big or small.
And celebrating every step you take on this journey of transformation, no matter how challenging it might be at times.
So we've got cool, calm, collected contentment, clarity, consciousness, and celebration.
Yeah.
Seven powerful states of being that can truly transform your life. But how do we actually cultivate these C's? Are there specific practices we can use?
Absolutely. Remember that morning ritual we mentioned earlier?
The one with the fire wheel?
Exactly. Visualizing that fire wheel at your navel is a great way to activate that energy of transformation and set the tone for your day.
Yeah, I like that. And what about the fire in the wave journal?
The fire in the wave journal is great for self-reflection and intention setting. By writing down your intentions and your gratitudes and even the things you want to release, you're actively shaping your inner world.
It's like you're turning your inner work into something tangible, something you can actually see.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting. Those seven C's aren't just for personal transformation. They can also be powerful tools for coaching others.
Oh, right. We talked about that Purview W coaching framework.
Yeah, this framework is built on three key steps: fire of awareness, wave of rewriting, and conscious embodiment.
Okay, break those down for us.
All right, so the fire awareness is all about helping someone identify their limiting beliefs and the stories that they're telling themselves. It's about shining a light on those unconscious patterns that might be holding them back.
So you're helping them become aware of the stories they're living by, even if they haven't consciously chosen those stories.
Exactly. And once they have that awareness, you move into the wave of rewriting, where you guide them in reframing those stories and creating new, more empowering narratives.
So instead of being defined by their past or their limiting beliefs, they can start to choose a different story.
Yes, it's about empowering them to write a story that aligns with their values and their aspirations. And then the final step, conscious embodiment, is all about putting those new stories into practice.
So it's not just about thinking differently, it's about actually living differently.
Exactly. It's about taking action, making choices, and showing up in the world in a way that reflects their new narrative. And as you're guiding others through this process, remember those 7 C's, they're such valuable tools for both the coach and the person being coached.
It sounds like they provide a framework for navigating the entire coaching journey.
They do. And here's something to consider. You know, as we cultivate these 7 C's within ourselves, we naturally become more compassionate and understanding and effective in helping others.
It's like that ripple effect we talked about before. You know, as we transform ourselves, we transform the world around us.
Precisely. And as we become more conscious of our own stories and choose to celebrate the good, we inspire others to do the same. So how are you feeling about all this? What's resonating with you the most?
I'm honestly blown away by the depth of these concepts, and I love how practical they are. It's not just some fluffy self-help stuff. You know, this is about real transformation, but I have to admit, I'm still wrapping my head around this idea of Purview W as like a movement for collective transformation.
Yeah, that's a great segue into our next section where we're going to zoom out and look at the bigger picture of Purview W. You know, how these principles can be applied to families and businesses and even society as a whole.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued, but before we jump into that, I think it's a good time to pause and let all of this sink in for our listeners.
Agreed. We'll be back in part 3 to explore those possibilities of Purview as a force for change.
All right, so we're back and we're talking about this idea of Purview as a movement. And I have to admit, I'm a little skeptical. Like, how do we actually make this happen?
Well, it is a big vision, but the source material talks about how Purview W can really transform not just individuals, but like entire systems, you know, like families and businesses, even society as a whole.
Right. So how do we go from like me using these 7 C's to navigate a dog poop incident to like shifting entire systems? That seems like a huge leap.
It is a leap, but it's built on this foundation of individual change. Remember that ripple effect we were talking about?
Yeah.
You know, as more people embrace these principles, it creates these waves that extend outward.
Okay, so it starts with each of us, but how does that actually translate to like a company or a family?
Well, imagine a company where the leaders approach decisions from a place of cool, calm, and collected. Instead of reacting impulsively or getting caught up in power struggles, they create space for thoughtful dialogue. What do you think the impact would be on their company culture?
I mean, I think it would be incredible. You'd probably see less stress, less burnout, more creative problem solving, maybe even more job satisfaction.
Exactly. And what if instead of chasing this constant growth, businesses prioritized contentment and clarity? You know, what if their goals were aligned with their values and a genuine desire to make a positive impact?
Oh, man, that would be amazing. We might actually start seeing businesses that are focused on sustainability and ethical practices and, you know, creating products and services that actually benefit people.
Right. It's about shifting from a scarcity mindset to one of abundance. And imagine families using Purview to like heal generational trauma or navigate conflict. Mm-hmm. You know, what if they replaced blame and judgment with compassion and curiosity?
I mean, think about how that would change family dynamics. You know, you would have more open communication, stronger bonds, a greater capacity for understanding and forgiveness.
And what about the impact on society as a whole? What if we shifted from these fear-based narratives to ones that are rooted in consciousness and celebration? You know, imagine a world where we focus on our interconnectedness, the things that unite us rather than divide us.
That's a beautiful vision, but it feels so big. You know, how do we actually make this happen?
It is a big vision, but remember, every movement starts with individuals.
Yeah.
You know, the most powerful thing you can do is embody these principles in your own life and lead by example.
So it's not about waiting for someone else to change the world. It's about being that change.
Exactly. As you become more cool, calm, and collected in your interactions, as you prioritize contentment and clarity in your choices, you inspire others to do the same.
And it all comes back to that idea from the source material. What if the way we tell stories could heal society?
That's the heart of it, isn't it? Our stories have incredible power to shape our beliefs and our actions and ultimately the world that we create. If we can shift our narratives, we can shift our reality.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, What's the most important takeaway for our listeners?
I want them to remember that they have the power to create change both in their own lives and in the world around them. You know, Everyubuubiyu is not just a set of tools, it's an invitation to step into your full potential and become a conscious co-creator of a more beautiful and fulfilling reality.
That's a really powerful message, and I think it's one that we all need to hear right now. So to our listeners, what story will you choose to write today? What fire will you ignite within yourself, and what waves of change will you send out into the world?
Remember, you are the composer. You are the wave. You are the fire of transformation.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into PeerReviewW. And until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep composing your most authentic story.